Okay, today is Lag BaOmer, we know, and the it is the Yahrzeit of Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai. And we celebrate the fact Rabbi Rebbe Akiva died. I also want to give the Shurim, the Zecher Nishmas, the people that were Nifter in Meron, namely one of them know very close with, I mean, didn't know personally, but his grandfather, Davidson Arshul Donny Morris, is a Shogun High School in Aden. He was from Tina. I don't know if any of you guys knew him. But I want to discuss now the halacha pertaining to Sfiras Omer and regarding the Avelus. We know that the Ramo argues on the Machaber and says that you can take a haircut today, even this morning, based on the principle of Mixus Hayom Tekulo. There is a halacha found in different places, Shas, that we say Mixus Hayom Tekulo. For example, the last day of Shiva, people who have to sit Shiva, God forbid, do not sit the whole day. They sit in the morning, and that's it. So the Ramah says you can take a haircut this morning, not last night. We don't say Mixus Hayom Tekulo Belayel, we only say it Biyom. And therefore, after the Shiva and the Shiva house in the morning minyan, then they get up. Because Mixus Hayom Tekulo is in the morning, not Belayel. And therefore, the halacha is that you're allowed to take a haircut. Now the Machaber argues in the Ramah, says you can only take a haircut tomorrow morning. You have to observe the whole day of Lag BaOmer, but we hold Al Pi Din that like the Ramah. So we hold Mixus Hayom Tekulo. Kasha's last night, I was a shock that people have a lulus and music like that. You don't say Mixus Hayom Tekulo Belayel. So Ramah is a tshuva where it's a different type of din. A different type of halacha, and therefore since it's a different type of halacha, so therefore they could be make of Belayel. It seems difficult because we say Kulu, we never say Belayel. Now, it's interesting that we paskin halacha l'maisa that you only say Mixiyom Kekulu when you superimpose something on the calendar. That's what the Rav said. What do you mean superimpose something on the calendar? Let's say someone has a Shiva. So if someone has a Shiva, you take something that's personal and you put it on the calendar. If you put it on the calendar, on that you say Mixiyom Kekulo. What do I mean to say? Rabbi Yosef Engel asks in Nazar and Daf Hei Beis, why don't you say Mixiyom Kekulo on Shabbos? Observe an hour of Shabbos and that's it. Why can't you say that? Chas v'sholom. Because Shabbos is built in the calendar. Yontif is built in the calendar. You only say Mixus Hayom Tekulo on something you superimpose upon it, like the Avelus. And therefore, Al Pi Halacha, you're not going to say Mixus Hayom Tekulo L'mais on something that's innate in the calendar. You follow what I'm saying? This was the Rav's beautiful Hagdorah of when you say Mixus Hayom Tekulo. And we don't say it L'mais by Chadashim, says the Truma Sedeshim. We only say it by days. We don't say it by months. So it could be that by Yud Beis Chodesh, when you observe Avelus, God forbid, for a parent, you have to do the last day completely. You can't just do the morning, Mixus Hayom Tekulo. By Shloshim, we will say Mixus Hayom Tekulo because why? Those are days. Truma Sedeshim says you only say Mixus Hayom Tekulo by days, not by Chadashim and not by years. You only say it by days. So that's the chiddush that comes out, L'maisa, when you say this concept of Mixus Hayom Tekulo. So today you celebrate, but you have to realize what the halacha is based on, this din. You don't say Mixus Hayom Tekulo Belayel, and someone asked me, aren't you saying Mixus Hayom Tekulo? Someone just asked me yesterday, let's say Levaya is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Shki is at 5. We count that as the first day of Shiva, right? Right after the Levaya, the interment, the burial, that's when Avelus begins. Anina sends, Avelus begins. Isn't that a Mixus Hayom Tekulo? You're counting that as the first day. Sometimes when they bury, God forbid, someone right before Shkia, sometimes they'll sit Shiva in the cemetery. And they do the Shura. The Shura is, you know, you make a line, you walk through. But as long as they get in, isn't that Mixus Hayom Tekulo also? It's on the front end. What's the answer to that? That's not Mixus Hayom Tekulo. Mixus Hayom Tekulo is when you potentially could do the whole day and you only do partial of the day. This is the only part of the day they could do. And they did that day. You follow me? They did the full thing. So that you don't call Mishum Kekulo. It counts as the first day, but that's not Mishum Kekulo, because the bottom line is you did what? You did what you could do. So this halacha you have that comes up, many, as we described a few weeks ago, different minhagim of Avelis. I think we discussed it. Didn't we discuss it? Remember we said there are four different types, and you don't have to matter net, or you can go from year to year. But this specifically, I want you to get Lamites about. We didn't talk about that. Dina Mixis Yom Kekulo. I want to move to the following Shiloh. It might take us a few days to discuss in the early. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. Something called Tarte de Sasre. Tarte de Sasre comes from the Masechta we're learning in Brachas, in the fourth perek. I don't know if a lot of guys are becoming popular. I don't think it's right. But it's not the worst thing in the world. But there are shuls that start at 7 o'clock Friday night. You heard of this? Friday night, 7 o'clock. I go to 7 o'clock. That's it. I go Friday night, 7 o'clock, no matter what. Oh, yeah, I say? Well, you know what? That's a problem, I say. I say that's a problem. Because you come to shul 7 o'clock, you daven mincha. You're holding like the chachamim. Because it's before Shkia. You're not holding like a Yehuda. After a Yehuda, it's already after Plag. So you're for Mincha, you're a Chachamim man, right? And then you turn around at 7:15, and what do you become? Magic man. You become a Reb Yehuda man. Well, you know what? That's a contradiction. That's an eternal contradiction, right, Ari? Yes? Ari, I got it right, see? You right? That's an internal contradiction. I mean, make up your mind. Are you a Chachamim man or a Yehuda man? That is not right. That is called Tarte de Sasre. You understand what I'm saying, Yakir? Take a perfect 12-hour day. Perfect 12-hour day. 6 to 6. Mincha Gedol is from 12:30 to 3:30. Mincha Ketan is 3:30 to 6. The same tefillah. It's Machlekes Rashi Rosh. What's better to daven? Mincha Gedol or Mincha Ketan? It's Machlekes. Now, at Tanya Tzibor, the Sharsia says, Evan breach Mincha Ketana. Why? Because if you say Mincha Gedola and you break your fast, it turns out your Aneni was a lie. That's why everyone wants to push Mincha to the end of the day by a Tanya Tzibor. You follow me? In most yeshivas, including our yeshiva, we daven Mincha Gedola because you want to rove out Hadras Melech, so that beats out that concern. But the Sharsia writes that when it comes to Mincha, to a tainis, everyone agrees Mincha Ketan is better. Okay, whatever it is, you yaitse for sure. So you divide up 3:30 to 6 is how many hours? 2.5. Half of 2.5 is how much? Hour 15. 3:30 plus an hour 15 is how much? 4:45 p.m. So according to Reb Yudi, you dav Mincha 4:30, and you could dav Meir at 4:46. So let's talk about a perfect 12-hour day, yeah? So when this guy davens mincha with the 7 o'clock minion, he's holding up the chamin because Shki is, I don't know, 8. Shki is around 8 now, right? 8:05 now in New York or New Jersey. Guy's davens mincha, he turns around and davens Meyer. What are you doing? What are you doing? So the Aruch HaShulchan has a line where he says that if I'm ushering in Shabbos early, maybe it's okay. But it's certainly not ideal. So what I would recommend to you guys, and this is what we'll launch to start this Mahalik, but we'll have to continue tomorrow. What I would suggest to you guys is either Davin Plag Minyan. We have in our shul two Minyanim. Plag, which means what? Which means we start Mincha, I don't know, this week, I don't know what it'll be, like 6:10. They'll finish before what? Finish before 4:45. And I'm just using that as an example, before Plag. And then they turn around Davin Meir, because they're fully what? Reb Yehuda men. And then we have a later mincha, Isman, mincha before Shkia, and then right after that is Meir. Because a later min is what? Chalman man. So there's no steer of Tarte de Sasre. Yes, Menachem.
Can you rely on Ovid Kamar and Ovid from day to day?
You can rely. The Gemara says you can choose whichever you want to paskin, like Rabbi Rechama, but you can't on the same day.
But yes. Different days is fine.
Yeah, you could do different days. Post we talk about that, but you could do different. But not in the same day. In the same day, you shouldn't do that. Even though I'm trying to start Shabbos early. Come on, you know. Mishnah Berurah, first of all, does not have that kula. The Rosh HaShulchan is the only one that has the kula. That for Tosefa Shabbos. But the bottom line is that it's really, if you can, try to avoid it. Now, I know sometimes you don't want to have a problem with your family, God forbid, because of Achleikis. One way to sometimes get out of it is the Daven HaMincha Gedolah on Friday. If you Daven HaMincha Gedolah, then you're just going to Shulchan Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, right? So then it's not a problem. Okay? So what I want to get to, let's start it now, and then we'll continue it tomorrow. What I want to get to is the following Shiloh, okay? This comes up all the time. You forget Sfira on Thursday night. Okay? Forget Sfira on Thursday night. And you're doing starting Shabbos early. You remembered, you didn't count at night, and the whole next day you didn't count. And then right after what? You daven Friday night, you remember you didn't count. Now, on one hand, you did accept Shabbos, right? On one hand, you did accept Shabbos, but it's still before Shkia. Can you save yourself with a count without a bracha? Everyone follow the Shiloh? Can you save yourself? Oh, so now, I want to break this down just to Shiloh before we go into the Mahalath, the Maisa, which we'll at least have to begin. Because today I want you to work through the Taisusim. Geshmak at Taisusim today. Every Taisus Geshmak. But Mom is Taisus. Every line here, Lamais, that Taisus in the bottom. Why don't you get into the top of Brachos Smuchim Kaverta. It's Geshmak, Lamais. Okay, so you work at the, want you to work, you have Kashas on, you ask me, okay? It's amazing. That Taisus works on it. But I want to tell you, there are times sometimes guys get in the habit of davening mincha gedoyl in their office, and then on one Friday they said I'll daven mincha in the shul later. Then they come to shul a little bit late, and they think they've always davened mincha, and they're makabel Shabbos. Now, once you daven ma'ariv, you're done. You can't make up mincha because it's your daven ma'ariv. You have to daven ma'ariv twice, right? Tashlumin. But let's say you're a Makabel Shabbos, meaning you said Lecha Dodi, you're starting early Shabbos, and then you realize, oh, I didn't have Mincha. What do I do? So Shlomo Zalman is a Chiddush that Kabbalah Shabbos is like a Neder, the din of a Neder. And you could go to the Rav of the Shul and tell him, I never would have what? The Kabbalah Shabbos if I would have known that I didn't have Mincha. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says that you could say mutalach, 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 and the chacham is matter the neder, and undoes the Kabbalah Shabbos, as long as you haven't daven ma'ariv yet. You follow me? Then you can daven mincha, and then you'll read Kabbalah Shabbos. You follow that? Now, it's a question, which point of Kabbalah Shabbos did you start Shabbos? Is it l'chunaranana? Is it l'chadoidi? Is it mizmor shir? Even if you said mizmor shir, still not ma'ariv, right? So that scenario does come up. So you could save yourself by going to the Rav and being Mater Netter, and then he Maters the Netter for you. Usually you should always try to have three fellows for a basin to Mater Netter, but you could rely on the Yochid Mumche if you're in a bad situation. It's hard over there. You're in the middle of Davin, the Rav's trying to help you. What's he going to do, gather a basin in the shul? It's hard to do that. So in that situation, you could rely on Yochid Mumche, even though we usually don't allow Adar Sodar with the Yochid Mumche. And in this case, we would allow. But let's say the fellow davened Ma'ariv, and he didn't. He's davened Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, and he realized he didn't count Sfira. What's the din regarding this? So, I want to start with the concept of Tosefes Shabbos. We'll start with that, and then we'll continue going at it tomorrow with him. You know, there is a mitzvah usher in Shabbos early. So let's start with the Machlekes Taz Marashal. There's a famous machlokes between the Taz and the Marashal. Famous. In two places in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say Hoshana Rabbah. You remember Hoshana Rabbah? Hoshana Rabbah, the day before Shmini Atzeres. Let's say Shkia is at 6, and the family ushers in Shmini Atzeres at 5. They come home. They want to eat in the sukkah, which Minhag Ashkenaz is to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Let me ask you, when they eat in the sukkah, do they say Leishe B'sukkah? Do they say Leishe B'sukkah or not? What do you think? What do you mean you don't know, Eliezer? Shrug your shoulders? You got to have some opinion, no? Machlek is Taz Marshal. The Taz says when you usher in Yom Tov early, it changes the calendaric day. And you can no longer say Leishe B'sukkah. It's Shmini Atzeres. You're done. And the Marshal says, no way. You've imbued Kedushin to the day. But if it's before Shkia, you can still say Leishe B'sukkah. The Chakir is, what is Tosefa Shabbos? Are you changing the calendaric day, or does the day remain the same, just imbuing Kedushin to it? That window of time. You follow me? Those are the two approaches, Machloikis Taz Marshal. It's amazing, Machloikis. The truth is that there's another place in Shulchan Aruch where this comes up. Every spring and summer Shabbos, we usher in early. There are guys that finish the whole meal of Shabbos before Shkia. The Taz says, no problem. You change the calendar day of Shabbos. According to Marshal, you must eat a kezias of bread after Tzitzit Kochav. So you should make sure that you try to fulfill that according to the Marshal. But the Shaila is how you view the Tosefet Shabbos. You follow me? Is it changing the calendar again or viewing Kedusha to the day? Yeah, go ahead.
What's the Svara of the Taz that humans are able to change a calendar?
Because that's the koach of this mitzvah, Tosefet Shabbos. So my place whether it's derisive
like
to a modern minute.
It's a mitzvah, so like you can't.
It's a mitzvah, but that, just like I have an animal, a cow, Menachem, and I can mimakdish this cow to put it on the mizbech, the koach of Dibor gives you the ability to do it.
That's putting Kedusha. That would be like the Marshal,
right?
Putting
but
the, into the
you're
calendar,
right. But the Taz says it changes it. It changes the calendar. Now we're going to limit it. Changes. That's what the Taz says for a kol of hayom. The day is past. That's the chiddush niflu of the Taz. Now, don't get me wrong. If someone turns a light on Shabbos, God forbid, in the window of Tosefa Shabbos, it's not chayav skew. That's a meferish gemar. So even if you don't like the Taz, it doesn't change the day. Like Gabi onshim. You follow me?
Why wouldn't you? It's a new day.
I understand, but it's limited. The Gemara has a pasuk. The Gemara says you're only given skila on the day itself. Okay? So therefore, Lamaisa, that's what the Taz and the Marshal are arguing about. So it's limited only to what? To Shabbos. It's limited only to Shabbos. But this is a machlaikis. When I leave limited to Shabbos, Shabbos proper, not Tosef Shabbos. So if you hold like that Taz, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be part of the what? The calendar at the Shabbos. Now, why do I say it's limited to Shabbos? So let me ask you a question. What's the din of a baby's born? Baby boy. The community is at 8 o'clock at Shkia, and the community starts Shabbos early at 7. What's the din? Baby's born 7:30. When is that boy's bris?
Depends what the Taz is.
That's what I would think. What's the din in Shulchan Aruch?
Taz would be a day later.
What's the din in Shulchan Aruch? That boy's bris is on Friday. Friday morning. So he's in Makdimah. Because even if you like the Taz and it changes the calendaric day, it's only for purposes of Hilchos Shabbos. Not outside of that. You follow me?
So we'll
have to wait till tomorrow to get that. But I'm saying that it says in Shulchan Aruch that it doesn't change the calendaric day. The bris is Friday morning. You know, you don't do bris meis leis either. Like Binyan Ben is meis leis. You know what meis leis means? You need to have 29 full days of intervals. Bris is not like that. If the boy's born in the afternoon, the 8th day in the morning is the bris. So it says Shulchan Aruch, it's on Friday. Everyone agrees to that. I'll give you one more example, then we'll break. What about a bar mitzvah boy? He has a great voice, the boy. The family wants him to daven for the yomer for Meiriv, but they're doing an early Shabbos in the summer for the bar mitzvah. The family wants this boy to daven Meiriv for the yomer. Will we let him? No. Mr. Bruce says we will not. Because in Hilchos Shanim, he's not 13 yet. His bo b'yom is on Shabbos. You got to wait till Shkia Tzitzko Chavim. It doesn't change the calendaric day outside of Hilchos Shabbos. Name it for Bris Milah, name it for Hilchos Shanim for years. So you see what we're building up here. Okay? All right, let's close with a joke. Lag Boimer. Lag Boimer Simcha. What bracha do you say on gum in the sukkah? Leishe Bazooka. Okay. All right, here's a Mar Mekaymis. Do you want a question?